8 other states got waivers today from the federal law's tough standards. But the Department of Education has raised concerns about parts of Washington's alternative plan to boost achievement. In particular, the Fed suggests state law gives too little weight to student performance in evaluating teachers and doesn't assess them often enough. Mac Armstrong is with the Washington Association of School Administrators, which represents superintendents. He says the state has little wiggle room to change the new law, just signed in March.
That's a tough one because our law is real specific of what data we can use. And so because it's written in law, we can't necessarily negotiate that away. That's a standard that our legislators have adopted.
State Superintendent Randy Dorn has said without a waiver, the current law would flunk virtually every school in Washington. That would cost those schools control over a portion of their budgets. Dorn's office would say only that the state is still negotiating with the U.S. Department of Education. Education Secretary Arne Duncan says he expects to announce waivers for more states in coming weeks. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.